The next patient is Patricia Hotz. The last name is H-O-T, like in Tango, Z like in Zulu, Hotz. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white female that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease. Was initially in the 20s, but the patient has been recovering kidney function. This time is with an estimated EFR that is 33 mLs per minute. The laboratory shows in the comprehensive metabolic profile that the creatinine is 1.5 and the patient has an estimated EFR of 33. She has an albumin of 4.2. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. Since the patient is with this estimated EFR, she belongs to the CKD3B, and there is no evidence of significant proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 130 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has iron deficiency and anemia. She started to take over-the-counter medication, and she takes just one tablet a day. The hemoglobin that was initially 12, now is 10.2. We're going to ask the patient to take two tablets three times a week. Two tablets per day, three times a week, with a single tablet the rest of the days. And we are going to request the iron stores studies. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 165/63, which is unusual for this patient. She's always in the 130s, 140s. And we are asking the patient to check the blood pressure at home and bring it here, and we follow the blood pressure log and make the adjustments that are necessary. Following number, the patient has B12 deficiency. The B12 levels are 520. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Following number, the patient continues to be with a BMI of 31. She's encouraged to decrease the total caloric intake. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, this patient has a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, history of breast cancer in remission, and is followed by the oncologist. We're going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes in the laboratory interpretation, 15 minutes in the encounter face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.